What's up, people? This is Jimmy Thorpe for Breathe Upon Waking. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, this episode is called Life is Long, and complete paradox to the last episode, which is called Life is Short. So this has been kind of fun exploring the different perspectives and seeing how I feel about both. I urge you to consider your perspective within these two. So let's get started here. Abundance, open doors, opportunity, optimism. Life is long. This perspective, opposite of last episode's life is short, is one that I tend to identify more with. It is a more optimistic look at life and one that I believe in the most. It's so very important, however, to stay aware, self-aware, and not get delirious or irrational with this. One could employ a life is long tenet to their own personal philosophy, but then happily sit around, not making things happen, thinking there's so much time. This person will wake up at 50 years old, feeling the ironic burden of time, not having made progress and not having taken advantage of all of that opportunity available to them. On the other hand, the individual who is consistently doing, reaching, working, striving, creating, producing, connecting, networking, providing, amasses this wonderful collection of energy over a short period of time. This person realizes, wow, I squeezed so much out of that month, it felt like a damn year. This person may seem lucky to others, but as the philosopher Seneca said, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. I would also add reaching for that opportunity to this definition. Lucky moments are floating all around us every day. It's in abundance. Many of us, though, aren't reaching out and grabbing it. Actually, most of us aren't aware of it. This comes back to mindset and gratitude and optimism. This person who is constantly progressing and growing knows that life is short, but lives and feels that life is long. In the piece I wrote last year called Road to 40, which I referenced in last episode, I wrote, "It seems like I've already lived a lifetime up to this moment, and it feels great knowing I have another waiting for me." I don't propose that I'm the one leading the way in all of that creating and connecting and networking. I see others doing a lot more than me. I look up to those people. I try to learn from them and attempt to employ some of their methods. I do feel that this mindset that I've subscribed to, though, of optimism and positivity has allowed me to feel content and fulfilled with my action and my time. I'm 38 years old today, and like I said, it feels like I've already lived a lifetime. I feel so fortunate for that. I'd say that I live quite modestly and humbly, but I can honestly look at my life and say, wow, look at what I've accomplished as an individual. Look at the freedom and opportunities that I have. Look at the extraordinary people around me. Look at my daughter. Look at my ability to cut and split wood and heat my home in the winter. I have a home. Look at that. Look at my fortunate position to be able to use the internet and to write every day on a computer. Look at the public library with all those beautiful works all at my fingertips. It's not just me as an individual. Look at what we've accomplished as humans. Look at the choices we have and ease with which we live. Life is difficult, but it's not as difficult as it used to be. Look at how sophisticated we've become. And I'm not boasting or bragging about my own situation. In comparison to others, I'd say that I don't have that much. But boy, do I cherish what I do have. You have so much time to grow. Be patient. You'll have multiple chances at relationships and connections and growth. There is so much abundance available to all of us. You don't have to knock him down to build yourself up. There's enough for both. There's no need to feel jealous of her for what she has right now. This all plays out in a very long-term marathon. Be conscious of that marathon. Don't focus so much on the sprints. It's okay to lose some of those. In fact, sometimes it makes more sense to lose them in order to win the long game that life is. Winning an argument, insulting others, taking, consuming, all win in the short term. Being the bigger person, doing the right thing, which is usually more difficult. Giving, being kind, building others up, creating, producing, investing in self and others is what wins the marathon. So go win it. From the ages of 20 to 80 is 60 years. And I came up with some ideas to live a life is long type of life. Just some things that you could do within 60 years, right off the top of my head. You could run 6 different businesses, all for 10 years each. You could learn 12 different languages, dedicating 5 years to each language. You could write 30 books, giving 2 years to each book. You could spend 10 years from 20 to 30 volunteering and working for free and interning and networking and building a foundation, then choose a business to dedicate 50 years to. You could go to a new country every other year for 30 countries visited. You could read 20 books a year for a total of 1,200 books. You could learn a new musical instrument every 3 years and learn 20 different instruments. And a random act of kindness every day, including just a simple compliment to someone, touches 21,900 individuals. So, I hope you can use some of those. I hope you can find a way to live a life is long type of life. But I also feel there are some benefits to considering that life is short perspective. So take them both and do what you will with those. Thanks for listening. This is Jimmy Thorpe for Breathe Upon Waking. The next time you wake up, don't forget to breathe.